With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made with the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
We're joined by Mark Weiss, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. Mark, just bring us up to speed on what's happening. Hamas announcing the remains of all the deceased Israeli hostages that it can reach have been handed back. Tell us what the state of play is at the moment.
Yes, good morning. Hamas handed over two more bodies last night. They were identified this morning as an Israeli woman who was killed at the Nova Music Festival, her body taken into Gaza, and an officer in the Israeli army, a Bedouin Arab, who was also killed on October the 7th, and his body was taken into Gaza. And as you said, Hamas said after that they can no longer retrieve any more bodies. They need more time and they need specialized equipment. Israel believes Hamas is lying. Israel believes Hamas does have information and can reach some of the remaining 19 bodies. So Israel is facing, and the peace agreement mediators are facing, a dilemma, how to respond to this, and also other violations of the ceasefire agreement. Hamas is refusing so far to disarm. So it's problematic. The situation is in flex. Israel is making contingency plans if they have to renew the military campaign, and also considering punitive measures against the Palestinians if more bodies are not returned in the coming days. Measures such as limiting the entry of humanitarian aid, which of course is desperately needed in Gaza.
Okay. All right. Thank you indeed for that update. We'll leave it there. Mark Weiss, Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.